Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Let me talk to him. I guess you know you made it when they start talking about you, right? Welcome to fame. Yeah. Y'all don't pay me no mind. Gotta get some stuff off my chest.
Listen, young, energetic, famous, but don't really sweat it. Rich enough, barely hot. So basically, sex is not difficult to get. That ain't my fault. No, no. Listen. And judge, cause I might take advantage once or twice. People tell me I'm not right, thinking that sex runs my life, but that just ain't it. So let me clear it up for those who have obviously misread the code. Listen to me now.
No.
Now, now.
Girlfriend's
hurt. Hey,
no.
Hey, 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 yeah.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
What is success? I'm Kerry Hines. And to me, what success is relative. So whatever you think is success. That's what it means. But I'm here to tell you that success is not really some kind of a far-off destination. And you really shouldn't look at it that way. I said something a while back, pretty much when I was writing How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, several years back, I'll say. I remember very well thinking about success and what that meant. And I coined a phrase. I really did. I coined a phrase that I still live by. And it says something like, I live in success. And I really mean that. And as I said, even to this day, it's a phrase that I often tell folks because I believe that success is today. And if you are working at your craft, if you are pursuing or following your passion, if you have the basic necessities that might prevent others from being able to do the same, then you, my friend, you are living in success. You'll find out a whole lot more about that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's on Amazon. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Up next is our daily running of Miss Maggie Anderson's piece on supporting Black business. Stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Okay. So, again, I hope everybody is doing well, and I am excited this morning, getting ready to go on a pretty nice hiking trip. So, but I wanted to make sure that this was covered first. A lot of times when we think about bullying, we think about the kid on the schoolyard, on the playground, beating up another kid or something like that. But what I want to do this morning is just kind of open this up. I think everybody on this call at some level have experienced being bullied. So I just kind of want to open discussion about this. It's not, you know, usually the community at large think about kids or youth bullying, but, you know, as adults, we experience it as well. So what I want to do is just kind of talk about some of our experiences, as well as what is our responsibility as part of the community to do our part in stopping the bullying when we see it, and go even as martial artists and martial arts instructors, what is our responsibility there as well. I had an experience this past week where a young lady brought her son to my class and wanted him to learn how to fight because he was being bullied in class. How do we address that as instructors? We don't advocate fighting, but we try to make sure that the students understand that that's the last resort if it come down to it. So what measures do we take before we get to that point of the physical contact? So I just kind of want to open it up. I myself, it may be hard to believe right now as an adult, but yes, when I was a kid, I was bullied really, really bad. So I understand it as a youth, And as I grew up into an adult, I understood, you know, I dealt with bullying mainly in the workplace. So, you know, what methods do we take in order to curb that, and what is our responsibility? So I just kind of want to open it up and see what everybody's opinion is about it. You know, I think everyone has some good, valuable information that we can share, and hopefully we all have some takeaway from it today. So it's open. Who have anything to start with?
Right, well, I'll take the first anchor. You know, when the lady brought the child to you and discussed about bullying, and so many people, and I know a lot of times it's out of the frustration of a parent that the child just keep getting picked on and stuff like that. But usually those are the opportunities for us as martial arts instructors to inform the adult or the parent that, yes, it is, martial arts is good. It, you know, but it's that whole development of self-confidence, self-assurance, self-awareness. These are the kind of things, these are the building blocks that basically empower a child, to make a child feel more comfortable about with being in their skin. And being comfortable, a lot of times, of who you are in your skin normally limits as far as who's picking on you. Because most people, the folks who usually bully people, see something in an individual. And most of the time they see the lack of confidence. If a bully comes up to somebody and they, like a child, and I'm going back to the days when I was in school, I had glasses and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. people used to call me Four Eyes, and that's only the nice things they used to call me. But what it is that they didn't go that far, they didn't go further because they knew that I had ability to attack them, and I would fight back. But I've seen other people that were not as fortunate. And the reason why is because they did not have that self-assurance, self-confidence, self-awareness. And I think a lot of these things we addressed when we did that leadership class, that class on leadership, in which we talked mm-hmm. about what are the real important benefits of actually like leadership. But these are the same things that are just regular everyday or things in which we want our child or our children to have. We want our children to be self-assured, have self-confidence, be able to just get out and express themselves without any hindrance at all. But it's really difficult, you know, especially whenever your core or the child's core is not all that strong, because like what it is that whatever it is that other folks think is cool, the children think it's cool too. And to be any different could cause you to be being picked on. And so from an instructor standpoint, when we're actually teaching this martial arts, we're trying to strengthen that core, and that's a whole different class on how to go about doing it. But definitely that is the thing that has to be done. You strengthen that core, you give a child that kind of confidence, the ability to at least to feel that this is something that they could do, that they could be in charge. They could basically operate up under their own energies, and they don't need the peer pressure to be able to think that they need to they cannot go day to day in school without actually being themselves. Because mostly everybody is trying to be like, you know, they don't want to deviate too far from what they think is accepted by their peers. And I know for myself, it's a struggle because I did it. I walked the lonely road, but that's just how I did things. I'm sure that there's other folks on this call that know what I'm talking about. I know Greg, you and I, we have talked about stuff like that. And I know Greg is one of those guys that I think everybody know. Greg walks a different beat, and it didn't just start as a kid. so like, you know, so I'll end it there. Anybody want to follow up on that?
Well, I'll follow up on that. I've been privy to being bullied once before in my lifetime, but at the same time, all the bullying started when I decided to stand up for myself. Once I stood up for myself, everyone, you know, looked around like, oh, that's one person you can't mess with because he's going to fight back instead of being the adversary of everyone jokes or anything like that. I got to the point to where I got tired of it and started standing up for myself. That's how I that's how I get over my bullying, but everybody's going to go through it. And all depends on the individuals themselves, if they're going to continue to deal with it or find a way to alleviate it. That's how I see it.
Yeah. And you know, like, again, I mean, like once what happened to Greg is kind of like what happened to a lot of people. It happened to me too. I still remember in the sixth grade being in a situation like that, where about I stood up to some people and then life changed for me. All of a sudden, yep. I was kind of like almost like a superstar after that. But then there's those kids that don't have that. And mm-hmm. a lot of times the only way they don't have any avenues to cope with this right here. They don't want to go to their parents because they feel that the parents don't totally know and don't know what's going on and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes these kids do things to themselves. You know, sometimes they join, they start having dark thoughts. They get these dark thoughts. Sometimes they even take their own lives and stuff like that.
Exactly. And yes, I was just about to say,
oh, go ahead, Terry.
You know, you guys also have to consider what's happening today. It's very different than when we were much younger in school. Most of us did not have to deal. There was no internet.
Mm-hmm.
So bullying was a whole different thing then compared to now. Folks don't have to taunt you, you know, face-to-face at all. Bullying can be something that's totally, you know, online. And there are so many other different faces, components to it these days. But I love the discussion. I think it's, you know, I'm sitting here and to be quite frank, I thought I sealed off all those bullying things that happened, you know, when I was a kid. This is forcing me to look at it. I remember two bullies. To me, you never forget their names. You never forget these folks who bullied you. And
exactly.
So I have to tell you, I'd love to run across them these days. Boy, I'd love to run across them. Okay, so I appreciate this discussion today. I cannot wait to get back and share it with my followers and fans on my broadcast. And so thank you for this. This is going to, you know, it's going to do some good. It's just the beginning, I know, but I'm happy that you're having it.
Yeah. And you know, all of these things that we're talking about, they're great and they're germane pretty much to reality of the day. But we're basically have been talking about kids more so. What right. about grownups?
Right.
You know, and I know Shion yeah. Ken talked, oh, Grandmaster Ken talked about that earlier. And, you know, the thing is that, I mean, as a grownup, I mean, I've been bullied before. I remember clearly, like, my first professional job, people was treating me like palooka. And one day I snapped. I snapped at work. And then when I snapped, things changed. I think they realized that they may have gone too far. But my snapping is not the same as somebody who may be working at the post office snapping or something like that and mm-hmm. who have put up with so much of it. I mean, it may be to the point that I may want to do something to somebody. And uh-huh. these are the kind of things right here that when we talk about bullying and grownups, it can become a very, very lethal, deadly situation.
Hmm. Well, it's impossible to identify bullying specifically because, you know, there are folks who, you know, are in the workplace. You're just there are other, you know, definitions or meanings or whatever, because it could be other behaviors or whatever that's driving that as opposed to necessarily bullying. You can have workers who may not understand what they're, you know, it could be a myriad of things. But, you know, so I don't know, should we lump everything under bullying if they're not happy at work type idea?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it could. I agree with you. You know, it's not symmetric. If anything, it's asymmetrical, you know, because it could be anything. It could be a hybrid of things. You know, most of the time in a work situation, people basically are making fun of people. They find, you know, for whatever reason, it may be a situation where somebody is different, and they may just exclude that individual. I mean, there's been situations with me in which I've been excluded from things when I was younger and I first started, and I was looking around and I didn't know what was happening to me, not until later on. But then, as I mentioned, the same guy who did that to me, I saw him 30 years later. He had moved to Maryland, and he was still working for the federal government, and we were almost sharing an office together. And like, he didn't remember. And like, you know, I spoke to him. Actually, to be honest, I was really glad to see him. But then I don't think he recognized or even realized what he did. And he probably did not really recognize or remember that I had snapped on him. And my thoughts about that was that this guy probably have done that to so many people that it was nothing. It was not even a big deal.
This normal behavior for him.
Exactly. It was just normal behavior. And and here it is, 30 years, almost 30 years later, because I think it was around 2014-15 when I saw him. Here it is, years later, I still got this thought. I'm still thinking about it. And I still know his name. And there's a lot of folks back in that day, I don't even know their name, but I remember him because of what he did. Now, what if I'm one of those individuals, and you've seen it, you've heard it, you hear it all the time, people snapping and people in the workplace, and they're just going around shooting up everybody. And, you know, because they just feel that they just can't take no more. One of the most fortunate things that helped me out is that when I was coming up and I was training, I was taught never to identify myself with my job. I don't care how good my job is. I don't care how good my lifestyle is. Do not get drunk on that and identify and lose my sense of who I am, my sense of worth.
Yes.
That's the key.
Very true.
And because if you do that, then you could become, you're out there and you don't have anything, and you can be pushed to do certain things.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing I want to touch on as well, and listening to you guys is, and Kerry, I think you touched on it early on about you. Excuse me. You remember the names of the people who bullied you. I think as a child, if we go through that level of bullying into our adulthood, those are traumatic things that happens to us. We don't just forget about them. PTSD, so to speak.
Right.
It pops up every once in a while, depending on what's going on around you. You remember a similar situation that took place when you was earlier. So that's going to probably help dictate how you deal with a situation today based off of what happened. So I think if we have been bullied or anything traumatic happened to us, then if we recognize it, I think we should do something about it. Once we identify it, there are certain things that we need to do to make sure that we're healthy in that situation, or it can take us down a real dark path based off of you know, the past bullying. And I think when we start looking at the track record of a lot of these guys that go into the workplace, being really hostile, or even some of the young people that go into the school and cause great disturbances, or even the people that, you know, went into the school and did the shooting, there's probably, and I'm reaching here, but I would reach out to say that there's probably something traumatic happened to them that initially triggered that. And it never been identified, it never been taken care of. Therefore, it went into a certain level of darkness to where, you know, they snapped. But they did some things that was out of the ordinary, so to speak, because they wasn't healthy mentally. And me, myself, and I say that because, you know, on a personal level, as I was growing up, being bullied in my neighborhood as a kid, and I'll say this, once I really learned how to fight, and I would, when I did get into a situation where somebody was bullying me, I got extremely angry, and my anger took over. Rather than me dealing with that situation reasonably, it was more anger. And it wasn't because of that particular situation. It was because of a situation that happened from the past all the way up to that point. So I think self-care is one of the most important things. And we can't really help anyone else that's being bullied, even as adults or as martial arts instructors, if there is something within us that we haven't really dealt with yet.
Exactly.
So that's kind of where I am with that. And we do remember those situations, but do we have to let them hinder us? Absolutely not. We have to, but we still have to deal with them.
Right. You know,
can I say something?
Oh, go ahead, Terry.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
Excuse me. So I was going to say that, you know, I agree with you, Grandmaster, that it's really comes down to mental health. And I think it starts there in youth and trying to practice conflict resolution. And doing so, because I think I personally have not been bullied a whole lot, surprisingly, since I'm so small. But I've not been bullied because I handled it very well. I joke around about my height, and so really nobody can joke about me because I already joke about myself. The most bullying I have as it was when I was an adult, and because I practiced conflict resolution in my youth, I was able to handle it as an adult. Now, I think it's different with boys and girls, females and males, as far as bullying as a youth. I do see, you know, I see a lot of boys will turn to fighting, whereas females, I'm seeing it with my daughter, it's more exclusion. Talking about them, they're pretending they're being your friend, and all of a sudden you find out they're not your friend. They're talking about you know, behind your back. And so it all comes down, I think, to that mental health. How do you go forward with that in a healthy way? And so I just feel like we should practice that as youth and have, hopefully we can have positive adults and to teach them that. Teach those skills.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Raina.
I was going to say that the social media aspect is definitely different from when we were younger. And so I think that plays a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you definitely have to find that self-worth, whether it be some form of sports or you find a mentor or someone that can encourage you. You can't do it all by yourself. That's really important. But, you know, we can say that as adults, but how do we get that message out to you? How do we get that message to them to find self-worth when they have to go to school or they're on the internet being bullied and even at home sometimes, whether their parents realize it or not, but because of the way that they would call it discipline is borderline bullying, and that youth is in a position, how do they find that self-worth when they're getting it from all angles? How do we get a message to them to say, look, you are worth something. You may be in a situation now, but, you know, we have to figure out a way to, I think I'm kind of talking from my perspective because I work with over 500 youth in a week. I'm in 7 schools. I don't know. I deal with probably about 500 youth a week. So I see it all, and I know I can't identify every situation, but the ones that we do, and once you identify that, what do we do in order that that child can grow up, find that self-worth, and be productive rather than to be that guy to go postal when he become an adult and go to his job and kill everybody based off of what they've dealt with in elementary or middle school or even high school.
You know, what I like to add to that, one, the point that you made about how do you disseminate, how do you take that information and bring it to a child or someone younger, that's a tough challenge. And it's a challenge on a number of different fronts. Number one is that a lot of times most grownups always are trying to come at the child in a grown-up manner, which that's what we are. We are grown-ups, and we speak on that level. Peer pressure is so tough. It is brutal. When you're actually like, I'm kind of dealing with something like that right this moment. There's a little kid. He's in Connecticut, and you know, he's small for his age. He's smart. He's actually like in a two grades higher than what he should be. So socially, he's not totally developed. Anyway, up there where those other kids are. And the last time I talked to him, and I told him, I said, like, who? Why are they bothering on you? He said, that's because I'm nothing. He said, I'm nothing. That's why. Mm. And I spent hours trying to convince this kid that you are something. Mm-hmm. You are this, and you are that, and you are, and you're real smart, and you're this right here. It was almost like he didn't want to hear anything about his abilities or his gift, as I should say, because he is a gifted child. But he didn't want to hear anything about that. All he knows is the hatred by his peers towards him, and I was talking to his mother, talking to his dad, and I was trying to figure out, what could we do? I suggested to take him to a psychologist, because if I was there all the time, I can work with him and help develop that self-worth, you know, but not being there all the time, this is a real tough situation, because mm-hmm. he's the ideal kid that will wind up taking his life. Mm-hmm. And he's only like right now, this August, he turned 9 years old.
Wow.
I think you met him before, Ken.
Wow.
You met the kid before. And
oh yeah, okay,
yeah,
I did.
Nico.
Remember, right, exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know, and it
your kid.
So, yeah, it hurts me so much to see this right here, because it's almost like I'm kind of like in a situation where about I need to be there. When I'm there, he feels good. And he's like, he feels very good. He's always like yeah, and I'm trying to teach him martial arts, but kind of hard to do that from a distance, you know, because he's way up north in mm-hmm. New England and in Connecticut. But, you know, but I talk with his dad quite often, and I told him, and I'm always asking, what did the counselor suggest and things of that nature, making sure that they are following that, him and his mother, because it's really like I see this, right? This is it at its worst. For a 9-year-old to be thinking that way and not thinking that about anything other than the fact that he's disliked. And mm-hmm. then now that also being said, when you come, if a kid like that do happen to become a grown up, that kid is scarred, but from all of that, gets out there in some type of social setting. And normally he's not going to be interactive with other people because he's already been destroyed a little bit coming from his youth. So like you said, this is the ideal person who will be ready to do something or snap and really go dark. And you know, so being able to transfer that information and like say for an example, like I know that I've dealt with children before, like when I was teaching martial arts to kids, and I used to always work on that self-confidence, self-assuredness thing. I used to always like look at their math, look at their English. Then I would always ask them, like, what's going on in school? And the parents would sometimes tell me that they may have had a fight or they may have had this. Conflict resolution, as you mentioned, Raina, extremely important. It is really, really, really important. But one thing I've noticed that if we could get that confidence level up, that self-assuredness, that self-worth, we can get that level up. Most of the time, we're not even going to have to deal with anything on that level of in terms of self-defense. But it's just so hard. I was dedicated because my kids at the time was doing martial arts, so I was ideally committed to really doing it. But when you see a child and that child maybe get some intermittent guidance from someone saying, well, don't pay them any attention, that ain't enough.
Not anymore.
Social media is brutal. I saw it. I saw it for myself. I saw it because that kid showed me what people were saying about him online. So, so I said, well, why don't you block this right here? Why change your telephone number? Because he's 9 years old and have a phone, and they were saying this. It's hard. It's very hard to crack that egg to get that information in there, especially when somebody has been beaten up a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and to that point, you made a really good point about mentorship. I was in a situation very, very similar to that kid from what it sounds like. I was super physically and emotionally abused. And just that mentorship like that made a huge, huge difference to me getting my self-esteem up. But it was really just repetition, always having that. But it's so hard because not every kid has that person and not every adult has that time to do that. And I feel like that's really like a huge rub. It's just trying to make sure everyone doesn't, you know, have that support.
Right.
Yes. Support.
Yeah. You know, my thing is, you know, we're not in a position to save every young person and give them all of the healthy things that they're needing in order to grow up and be really solid, productive adults. But I think everyone on this call is responsible at some level to mentor a young person, whether it be a family member, whether it be in a youth group or something, to do our part. Because without that, I think there's a group of young people that won't be able to make it. And every whatever chance we get, we should take that opportunity, whether it's on long term or just some encouraging words in passing or whatever. Sometimes it just takes certain, you know, just to make a kid have some self-worth, just take some kind words in passing makes a huge difference. I so often speak to kids, third, fourth grade, they may be sitting on the playground by themselves feeling bad. And I tell them, hey, you know, there is nothing in you but greatness. You need to go out and make this day your day. Handle this day. And, you know, the next thing I see, the kid is out running around playing. They just need an encouraging word sometimes. But I think it's our responsibility every chance that we get, because we know what bullying can lead to. Bullying can lead to suicide. It can lead to child growing up, not necessarily even growing up. They could even do it as a child to take someone's life without really understanding the consequences behind that, based off of how they feel because of what's going on in their life. And that's far as they can see. They know how they feel. They don't look at the big, huge picture, but they know exactly how they feel, and they just want the hurt to stop. So I think if we do our part, I think we can help curb some of that. And I have a unique situation. I'm in the schools. I do after-school programming. So I have the opportunity to touch a lot of young people's lives. And based off of what I do, I can, years later, I have adults come back to me that I work with as youth, and they're pretty successful. I think Raina probably knows some of them. She may not know them by name, but she's been with me a long time. So she knows some of these kids from way back in 2005. that bring their kids, or they may stop by and say, hey, I'm doing okay. I thought you was a really mean guy, but what you was doing was just helping me become a good, strong adult by pushing them and helping them find that greatness in them, and I wasn't giving them an out. So I think that's what a lot of the young people need. And in turn, the bullying stops. Once they start getting that development, the bullying stops because they have tools now to get around the bullying. So, you know, that's just kind of where I am with it. I think everyone should just kind of think about it and say, hey, you know, I need to figure out a way to help some of these young people somehow. Because bullying, in my opinion, I don't think it's going to ever go away.
No, it's never. And the other thing, Ken, is that, especially at the adult level, a lot of adults experience what they call hybrid bullying. Mm-hmm. Hybrid bullying could be that I want to do this here. I'm going to do this. You don't want to do that. That's just a waste of time. What they're basically doing is using some aspect of some social level of some stigma at a social level and juxtapose it against what you think you want to do and tell you that it's a waste of your time to do it or you shouldn't do it. And if you continue doing it, it makes it look as though you're not this right here. They refer to that as hybrid bullying because it's bullying in a sense, but it's not what you would call like beating somebody up. But what it could do, it could slow your progress because you're listening to folks and you don't want to be too far away from the crowd. You want to make sure you're accepted by the crowd as a grown-up. So if they're saying that it's not cool to do this right here or I'm wasting my time, I don't want to look like a fool, so I'm not going to do it. When in reality, and I'm quite sure everybody on this call probably have ran across a situation like that before. I know one person that did, and I think he's on this call, and if he feels like sharing it. But it's all happened to me many times coming up. I'll give you an example. I lost a lot of friends when I was coming up. I used to travel. I used to do a lot of traveling in martial arts, going here, going there, doing there. But I was working a two-pronged type thing. I was also working on my education at the same time. And people would say, you ain't going to get no job. You're wasting your time and this right here. And folks kind of like left me alone. I felt hurt at first because I had nobody to train with. I didn't know where to go. So then I said to myself, well, hold on. I can make new friends and I can basically don't think about those individuals. And that's exactly what I did. I did a U-turn and turned my life around, met new people, had a different direction, and I went on. And I run across people like that all the time, even grown-ups all the time, where they tell me where like, you know, I wanted to do this and I want to do it, but people are telling me I should not do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when in reality, what it is that for some reason they chose a certain path and instead of you trying to support you on that path, they want to kind of like just tear you down. And that's happened to me. And believe me, most of the time as a grown up, and I've also ran across that at the professional level too at work. But I realized that the confidence that I have learned from martial arts, not only from martial arts, but also from reading books like Musashi, The Book of Five Rings for Business and things like that, and also reading Pat Nakatani, Choice of Technique for Business, also reading things like Sung Tzu for Business and Wadia, and I can go on and on and on. I was able to develop a higher level of confidence to be able to push on and not be bothered by those kind of things and rely on my own stress self and develop my own core so I can move forward. That's the messaging I normally give grown-ups. Most of the time with grown-ups, a lot of times, if they're somewhat balanced anyway, I can reach them. But even with some grown-ups who have gone through a process as a child, going through bullying, and then later on, even you get up there into hybrid bullying, some hybrid form of bullying, it becomes really, really tough to reach them. And I know because like you said, Ken, it'll be great if we could reach out to someone. Each one of us can reach out to someone, but for me, like I'm within the circles of martial arts and academia also, beginning to step down from professional. So it's kind of hard to reach out to a lot of people unless I just cross their path. Mm-hmm. But when I do, and when I feel that I can make a difference in their life, I always do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's important, definitely. And not putting yourself in a position of how being committed all the time. But as I said, you can pass by a young person and say something, and you never know. That may be the thing that triggered them. That may be the whole turning point. Just, you know, a kind word or something to that effect. But I think whenever those opportunities present themselves, we may be that person to say something to them that an hour later, they probably would have committed suicide or
exactly
took someone's life. But based off of them crossing our path at that particular time, and we're taking that opportunity to say whatever we say to them, that may have been the turning point. So I think seizing the moment in the moment, just taking that opportunity whenever that opportunity presents itself.
I was going to say, add on to that is, I mean, we have a unique opportunity because as adults, as competent adults, martial artists, that we can make a change to others. For example, for me, I'm big on positive reinforcement. So, you know, for example, my daughter was not doing good in her schooling. And she was making an F, and I wasn't happy. However, she got her grade up to a C in a week's time. And so I'm all for positive reinforcement. So I gave her a gift for doing that. And I think that is as an example. And like Grandmaster said, is you want to seize that moment, but not only in words, I think also in actions. There is a young lady who I pick up from volleyball, from school, one of my daughter's friends, and she's not having a great home life. Her family is quite dismissive of her. And so one of the things I have done is she always has to crawl in the back in my van over the boys. So I just move the car seats so she can just get in and easily in and out. And I find that this is because I noticed that. I'm seeing that. That's troubling. And then the other day, we just all went for a snack just because, you know, she's been good. She's good company. So just in actions. And she doesn't know that I know about her home life. But I think this is an opportunity as confident martial artists and adults that we can show in words and actions to others, adults alike.
Right. And you know, to follow up on that, Raina, I totally agree with you. I think that the positive reinforcement is so important. I constantly tell people, if you see people doing well, say that they're doing well. Speak to it. Don't be whatever kind of way that is that you're trying to be, that you don't want to say nothing. And you know, to me, like one of the things I've learned, and I've learned this from mentoring people professionally as well as in the martial arts, is that I always find something good. I can find some bad things too, but in the final analysis, I'm going to always say something good some kind of way, because the reason why is so important to help develop that psyche of an individual, make these folks or whoever they are feel that they can do almost anything. In general, my outlook is that way, because I constantly tell people difficult things take a little, it could be done immediately. Impossible things just take a little while to get them done. Mm-hmm. And so when people are doing things, just like Greg and I think Greg, Amira, and Abdullah this morning in class, a lot of the work that they put in this morning, I was really proud of them. I thought that they all did well. And they're going to hear that. I'll be sending a link out later on today. It's so important to put that out there like that, because today, as in this modern day age of teaching martial arts, that old kind of nonsense that you see folks are doing around these dojos and stuff, we don't teach like that anymore. What it is that it's about material, and it is also about the ability to affect a person's life and move them in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing that and you're basically just teaching somebody karate, how far does that go? How long do you need to do that? And I know, and everyone on this call, particularly all of us basically are from the same family of karate, and to some of us, like my brother Kerry, is from the family, you know, but the whole thing is that it's so important to push individuals by giving positive reinforcement. Believe me, it goes a long way. And I do that regardless. You know, I don't believe in just tearing somebody down. If I'm hard on someone, I always find a way to turn it back up, you know, and my hardness is only to basically to draw attention to what may be wrong. But then in the wrong, I'm always looking for some daylight in it. And I found out by doing that, people don't feel that you're putting them down or that you're not trifling over their effort. You know, you want them to really feel good about the effort that they're doing, and you want them to be able to feel that, hey, you know what? Yeah, I may have gotten this wrong, but I know I can get this right now. And I feel that he's actually giving me this way to do it, and he's not just tearing me down. It's not personal. I don't teach martial arts to boost my ego or anything like that. Everybody who know me know how I feel about teaching martial arts. I don't like it. I despise it. I hate being a teacher. I think, you know, Raina, something tells me that you may be pretty much like me.
I think Raina just logged off.
Okay. I think Raina is like me too. I didn't want to be a teacher, but I was forced to do it. And the fact that I'm forced to do it, I'm going to do it right. And I'm going to make sure that individuals who train with me are successful. Like I always tell people, because I don't believe in failure, that means that they don't believe in failure either. It's awesome. Kind of difficult to fail.
Awesome. I just want to say I'm going to continue this conversation as well. I love it so much. I'm so inspired to move this discussion as well over to our radio show next week. Thank you. Wow.
Awesome.
Very interesting. Yeah.
You know, I want to say this while Tabby is on. Tabby and Raina both been in the class, and just as an example as to how you carry yourself, how you present things to other people when you're talking with them. A lot of our young ladies that been in our class, they kind of watch Raina and Tabby, and they kind of pattern themselves after them. They're, whether they're talking to them or not, they just kind of watch them. And some of the young ladies, they, when Raina and Tabby is not there for a while, they'll ask about them, hey, where is Tabby? Where is Raina? Because they want to see. They want to see what they're doing. So I said that to say this. A lot of times we can mentor young people or even another adult without ever having a word with them. They're watching us. They're watching our actions. They're watching how we present ourselves to other people. And that's another way of mentoring people. So exactly. I think we have to be very careful in how we present ourselves, because we never know the effect that we're having on another person's life just through our presence.
Yep. No, I agree with you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's
so sweet.
So, yeah, so you have to be in class, man. They be asking about you, especially what's her name, Kayla.
Yeah, I was gonna say Kayla.
Man, yeah. she love you. She ask about you when you're not there.
Oh, she's a good kid.
Yeah, but you definitely had some impact on her life.
Yeah, but you know what, and in the case of Raina as well as Tabby, you know, they're both people who are successful in and out of the martial arts, and they're great examples,
mm-hmm.
you know, just in general. And I think that, that even if they know who they are, like say for an example, the younger girls like Sawali and Lucy and all of them, if they knew who they are, which they do, of course, that, and they just don't do nothing but just be there, that is adding value to the environment of just the fact that you have someone like those two people being there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's very important. I know that that like, you know, we have like, let me see, we have maybe about, and I know a couple of young people on this call. And I see Jamal is on there, and Jamal is up in New Jersey. And I'm not going to say how old you are, Jamal, because I'm not going to put you out there like that. But you know, I'm always telling like, you know, the waziers that he worked with to make sure you put this example together, because we have to basically be a certain type of way. I can't go up there doing this crazy, crazy stuff or acting certain ways. I can't put my finger out the door and see which way the wind is blowing to determine whether I'm going to do this or do that. I have to be consistent in everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that, hey, I don't feel like teaching class on a Sunday morning. There have been times, I think, when I had COVID, but I was even watching on video while they was teaching, while the class was going on. I have to continue to keep it going on. But what I'm doing in doing that is setting a precedent to show that we have to continue on. We have to believe in what it is that we're doing and the overall mission. If the overall mission is to inspire and to lift lift the consciousness of people, lift their abilities in terms of not just in the martial arts, but out of the martial arts, then what it is as an instructor, that's kind of like what we have to do, or as a senior belt. And I know that, I could tell you now, a lot of times people always ask me about Raina. Matter of fact, Raina, I kid you not, there's a lady, her name is, I'll tell you right now what her name is.
I think Raina, she left the call.
Okay. Because the lady asked me just this morning, who was that lady that was in the video that was doing, that was taking a mirror down and stuff like that? And I told her, I said, you're talking about Raina. Her name was Deatra. She was at an event in Maryland yesterday, and she saw her, and she reached out because of Valencia, Robinson Valencia. And she asked me, she said, who was her? Then even my sister told me yesterday, Cece, she said, you know, I saw Raina do that to Amir, because she knows Amir. And she said, I feel confident that now that I could get out there. And she told me, I said, come on. I said, I've been waiting for this all your life. the thing is that we touch people and we don't even really know we touch mm-hmm. people. And Greg, you know how many?
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
treasure is on the other side. Let down your guard just a little. I'll keep you safe in these arms of mine. Hold on to me, pretty baby, you see. I can be all you need if you stay.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Thursday morning, October 13th of 2022. That was the amazing John Legend with Save Room. Listen, we've got a lot to talk about today. Let me get on our amazing co-star, Miss Nicole Marie, and get the Mitch Show live chat going. Nicole Marie, good morning. Officially,
good morning.
Out of Water Valley.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy Thursday.
Yes.
Welcome to Mid Show, to all of our fans, to Upscale Radio. Just good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. We want to make sure that you guys can find it. Yeah. So listen, it's Mid Show, like you said. It's Thursday morning. Now, today's a very special show. You guys have been listening. We've been really playing the best of a Zoom call from my dear brother's company, Dr. Leroy Hines. He's hopefully going to be checking in a little later on this morning, a little after 8 in the spotlight hour. The conversation today is about bullying and all of that, and you guys I was in tune. I took part, along with Michael Hopkins, in that Zoom call recently. And, I wonder, did you get a chance to hear any of it? This was the audio that we were able to run this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I was listening, yes. And this is such a huge topic and so very important. I'm so glad that we are diving into this and discussing this and having conversation, because that's what's necessary, conversation. We need to talk about it, get it out there. And as an educator, I see this all of the time.
Well we're going to delve into all of these stories. We're going to keep everybody aware that at 8 o'clock, we are peeling back another layer to this, and we're having a panel discussion. So I cannot wait to hear all about it. Coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock out there for the folks in a central time zone. Again, the discussion continues on bullying about 8 o'clock this morning. So I'm really, really excited to, you know, kind of keep putting the emphasis on this. And really, you know, like Nicole Marie said, this is something that has been going on and really impacting folks. So we are going to really try to resolve this. And again, it's Thursday, today, and Friday, tomorrow, that we'll be really highlighting this. Just so that I said it, the first hour of the show will be playing part two of that Zoom call in which my brother and his panel of folks really discuss the bullying topic. So they are setting us up for being able to really discuss it. So definitely tune in and catch the first part of the show. So I think it'll help you to be informed. And then when we get to the live chat a little bit later, it'll really kind of, you know, give you some pointers and all of that. So just lots of things going on this morning. Hey, I wanted to turn to something else, Nicole Marie. There is something I feel like I'm remiss because I don't think I had a chance to acknowledge her passing. And I wanted to just, I know I put it on Facebook and social media and all of that, but I wanted to acknowledge it on the Hair Radio Morning Show. This is someone who I've grown up knowing of and watching on television and later finding out that she was a movie actress and then turned super TV star. For 12 seasons, she starred as Jessica Fletcher, the author who turned crime solver. Every Sunday night I watched and just enjoyed the CBS TV show. And so you guys out there have heard, we just lost just an amazing actress, an amazing artist, just someone who has been a part of all of our lives, really, and for many, many, many decades. And so Miss Angela Lansbury, who is just going to be so very much missed, and I wanted to express that on the Hair Radio Morning Show today. I was a huge fan of this woman. And,
yes, I used to watch her show as well.
Yeah, it was, and it's still out there in reruns. I watch it, the reruns all the time. It's even though it's from a period, and so it's a little bit, you know, I never found it dated. I always found it interesting. And one thing I loved about this lady's show, you know, she's an elder Caucasian lady, and she always featured black actors that weren't working very much. And gave them great parts to play. And it was so warm and welcoming, and it just meant so much when you watched television and you saw folks that that just could influence those of us who are melanin folks. So it was, I never took that for granted, and I've always thought very highly of this talented lady. She's done so much. So I guess I've done your wonderful girl power talk today.
It will be Miss Angela Lansbury.
Yes, she will be missed. I can say that. And but we're going to keep her legacy going. And like I said, her show still plays. It plays over here in New York City. And probably everywhere.
Yes,
so
it does.
Quick on. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll be running some tributes this weekend. Believe me.
Right.
They play her all the time anyway. So I can't imagine.
Yeah, she's always on anyway, yes.
She's always
on. So they may even
never
have a marathon.
Exactly. So I'm sure that'll be on the way. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. Just want to remind the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show that we will be away from the three-hour show just for a week. We'll be back
just a little
on the 25th. That's, on Tuesday the 25th of October. of 2022 will be here playing some great new songs and just doing a whole bunch to keep everybody informed. We need to have the time off or away so that we can prepare things for everybody and keep things moving along. So we're going to do just that.
We're, come back with real helpful. New information. Yes,
definitely.
So much for our fans. Yes.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay, folks, we're going to keep it moving. Stay with us. We'll be getting to a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show today. We'll be right back.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Yeah.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
OrganicLoveCollection.BigCartel.com.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Again, it is Thursday morning, October 13th of 2022. It's our show number 772. And I'm bringing back to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. How's the weather down there today, Nicole Marie, in Mississippi?
The weather is pretty nice. It's about 60 degrees again this morning, and it's going to be a little bit cooler today. We're moving to the high 70s now, so we're a little bit cooler.
Okay.
Now,
tell
everybody down
yet. You're not by the water so much. So tell everybody what.
No,
part of
I'm actually the water is far south, about 5 hours down Biloxi, down on the coast. I am in northern Mississippi. I'm about a little over an hour from Memphis. So I'm right
from Memphis. So you're more so like
Memphis,
in
Tennessee.
The Memphis, Tennessee area.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, and about two hours from Birmingham, Alabama, 2 hours from Jackson, Tennessee. So we're in a good location right here. We're right close to Alabama, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
Wow. So now do you guys have family in all those different areas and friends and all of that?
Not in all the areas. We have family that is in Memphis. We have family that is in Jackson, Tennessee. I have a niece that lives in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Well, I just was checking in on you.
Yes.
We're just checking in on the phone, Marina.
Yes. Most of my family on my side of the family is in Ohio or in Atlanta. So that's why we go to Ohio to visit all the time.
Yeah.
To visit all the family that's still there. So
awesome. I'm loving it. And that sounds just amazing. Well, listen. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. We're going to be taking a tour soon. I'll do one here and walk you through what it's about. Because so many folks get so confused about New York City. So I wanted a chance to kind of talk a little bit
all
about
all the different
that.
Boroughs,
Yeah. You know, I can understand that. Before I moved to, I'm originally, like I said, from Philadelphia, then lived in northern New Jersey and the East Orange, Bloomfield area, Montclair and all of that. And then moved to New York City. And it was very tough to understand, New York City. And then it's the same name as New York State.
Right. I always thought, York City is just New York City. I didn't know about the different boroughs and all of that. I'm just thinking, okay, it's New York City.
Exactly. And it really is all of those boroughs that comprise New York City. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. So real happy about that. Coming up at 8 o'clock in the next hour, our spotlight hour. My little throat here. I thought I could take a quick bite. So in the next hour, we've got the whole conversation continues on bullying and we want to talk a little bit more about the whole subject of bullying and all of that. So
great. Looking forward to that.
Sure. And then coming up, Michael Hopkins, we've got Blue. We've got so much to get to this morning. So I'm going to just put on a quick 60-second commercial. We'll be right back, and then and we're rolling on in. Stay with us.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. At Divine Energy, you can choose from a wide selection of candles in a variety of widths and heights, as well as a plethora of different scents. Floral Spring Fresh, if you can think of it, they've got it. And if they don't, they're more than happy to whip something up just for you. Not sure what you need? Call them at 904-658-2937. Again, it's 904-658-2937. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They've got you covered.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right. We're back live. It is the mid-show point, as you guys know. It's about 7:33 New York time. 6:33 for folks out in Central Time Zone. It's time to bring Nicole Marie back to the line out of Water Valley. And also coming to us from Jacksonville, Florida, we are always excited to talk to Blue. She is the proprietor of this incredible candle company called Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And Blue, good morning out of Jacksonville.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you here? Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My voice sounds a little squeaky, please. I apologize. I've been coughing since yesterday. So bear with me today, guys.
Okay. Change of weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
The weather is always. Yeah. Thank you for being with us then this
absolutely.
Morning, all the fans. We appreciate that. So, yeah, you're on with Nicole Marie Carey Hines. We are excited to be chatting with you this morning mid-show. We want to get into some great candle talk. We need it up here in my neck of the woods in Brooklyn, New York. Today's going to be a bit on the rainy side, so we kind of need the sunshine that only divine energy candles can bring. So please tell us what you have. Listen, if today's your first time tuning in, Blue usually gives us about this time on each broadcast, usually about a scent of the day. And there was a show on that was really talking about the smells and setting up, you know, your house with great scents and all of that. And I thought about it. I said, yeah, I think it was the young lady show, Drew Barrymore's show on yesterday, was talking about smells and scents and all of that in the house. And I certainly, Blue came to mind with DivineEnergyCandles.com. So, Blue, what have you got on tap for us today?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Good morning. I have on tap for us today a captivating and sensual scent, blackcurrant essence. Now, this sophisticated cocktail, it begins with a delicate saffron threads and sweet anise and a whisper of eucalyptus. Luscious blackcurrant and blackberries are at the heart of this fragrance, with a hint of green earthy basil, dark musk to enhance the intensity of the dark fruit in this rich fragrance. Now, when we hear blackcurrant, everybody knows blackcurrant, but absinthe. That's our scent. And we do have top notes with anise, eucalyptus, and saffron. Our middle notes are blackberry, blackcurrant, and basil. But our base notes are fennel, dark musk, taka bean, and amber.
Wow.
So, well,
it sounds amazing to me. And it really does.
This fragrance is really good for special events, and it makes for a really unique gift. This is a complex scent now, and it brings a pleasing and comforting yet upscale character wherever it is used. So we're talking again your office, your home, on vacation, and especially for your gifts for family and friends and loved ones.
Wow.
So give it a try.
Right.
I think it's pretty special.
Yeah.
It's pretty special.
And you know what, Blue, we're going to send you on to get you, in addition to those wonderful candles from Divine Energy, get you some hot tea.
I got
Listen,
it right here, Carrie. I got my green tea on tap.
Well, we're going to take it easy on you today, okay?
Take care
we're not going to talk your ear off today. But you are just, well, listen, it's fabulous to have you care so much that, you know, and for all of us. Listen, it was my turn a couple weeks ago. I just didn't feel so great and was totally under the weather. And that I had to take a day off, and that's very rare.
Right,
just
very rare.
Just a day off like that. But it does get us this time, the weather, there's so much going on. So, Blue.
And the weather's always changing here in Florida.
That's what it sounds like. And I have
to care of yourself.
Take extra care and get rest. And I'm going to talk this to myself as well, advice. But yes, get plenty of rest. You really do. And I'm taking my little bit of health a little bit more seriously these days. I really am. So I can understand. Yeah, we have to. So listen, you know, we're going to keep our fingers crossed so you can have a speedy recovery for tomorrow. If not, we'll see you when we return. We're off all next week from the show. Talking about off, well, we'll for us, it's a working break, meaning that we do production. We do tastings and rehearsals and all that kind of to get you guys some new content. So we'll be returning live on the airwaves on Tuesday, October 25th of 2022 with a brand new show, number 774. Again, that'll be on Tuesday, October 25th. So tomorrow is our last show live, and then we'll be back off for the whole week, and then we come back on the 25th of October. And that's the week of Halloween. So we'll finish out October live on the air and all of that. So real good stuff. And, you know, usually by this time of the year, guys, we have what is our wrap-up. We literally look back at some of the biggest stories, some of the best guests that we've had. I mean, we really
We've had
it's really been an incredible year. And I was thinking, was Dr. the Gorilla Glue doctor, was that this year or was that last year? I had to really think about it. I think he came back last year, I think it was. I don't even think it was this year. Was that early this year? I got to look back. It's been so much that we've presented on the show. It really has. It has been a lot.
That was last year, Terry, but I don't know.
Wow. Lost a year, over a year. We've had so many. Well, think about it. We've done about 100 shows, maybe more, in the last year. 100.
Right.
So we've added probably about, what is that, about 3,000 hours of material. So we've been doing a lot of talking and
entertaining.
So, Blue, you do the opposite today. Rest those vocal cords and enjoy those top notes and middle notes and bass notes.
I will. I will, Kim. Thank you.
You got it. You know, we appreciate you so very much. And Divine Energy Candles, you guys, this is the time to order. It really is. I can't say it any better than that. It's a unique gift. Candles are a unique gift. Folks don't expect to receive them. So please, please, please take a moment, shop, check them out again, DivineEnergyCandles.com. It's a luxury brand, luxury line, and we just love it. And so so much more to come. Now, today, Blue, I don't know if you heard. Let me just get Michael on. We are talking about the whole topic today. It's been a whole bunch of talk on bullying, and we mean bullying from all different aspects. And we all face it at some point. We've had, you know, I've been at jobs and literally have had folks bully me at jobs. I remember being a kid and being bullied. I remember just, you'd be surprised. And sometimes you don't even recognize you're being bullied. Is that not crazy? So we're going to get into that conversation in the next hour, in our spotlight hour. And I'm hoping my dear brother can make it back to the show. I'm going to have to check in with him in a bit. But first, let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins. Michael Hopkins comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We're going to see if we can check in with him this morning. Michael Hopkins, are you there?
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
All
happy
right.
mid-show.
Yes.
It's a little wet down here in Spotsylvania as we speak.
Wow.
But,
you're on
we're
going to
be okay.
You're on with Nicole Marie. You're on with Blue. It's a great morning, Michael. At least, I mean, in the
it is.
Since that it's a great spiritual morning in New York. But it is about to get very rainy here in my area. So.
Oh, yeah. We used to call it liquid sunshine.
Yeah, we had the rain yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's coming your way now, Gary.
That's what you call it in the Army.
Liquid sunshine.
Oh, yes. Yep, if it wasn't, if we ain't training, it ain't raining. That's what we used to say.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Michael, I hope you've been listening to this show. You heard Blue talk about Divine Energy Candles and her amazing scent of the day. And also, before that, we have been chatting about the topic of bullying. Now, Michael, you are this tough guy from the military, and you do a host a vet talk show on military talk and helping with claims and all of that for the veterans. I can't imagine you ever coming across a bully. Or were you the bully, Michael Hopkins?
I wasn't the bully. I was a good kid, but sure. Sure, we always had bullies in the neighborhood, but at one point in time, especially coming from Philly, kind of in a city environment, you either had to stand up for yourself or you didn't. That's the only two options that you had, and I remember growing up back then. And if you stood up for yourself, you had, and I think Dr. Hines made reference to this too,
Michael's talking about, the very first part of our show today, so from 6 o'clock to there, when you guys play it back, we did an entire hour of, we replayed the audio of the Zoom call that my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, did. He's the one that introduced this topic to us in recent days. And so we decided to play that. It was such an incredible commentary that we aired it this morning on the show, the first part. So tomorrow on Friday, we'll be airing the second part of that conversation with Dr. Leroy Hines and so many of his colleagues. And Michael Hopkins and myself, we both had a chance to take part in it. So I'm excited to get more of it on. But yeah, it was a great conversation, and I just think that this is the first part of, you know, peeling back the layer to talk about it, and we got to have conversations. I think, Nicole, you were talking about that early today. We got to get things out. We have to, what were you saying about that?
It's all about conversation. We have to have those conversations on all levels, whether it's schools, whether it's the workplace, at home, you know, between parents and children. We have to have those conversations.
Absolutely. Well,
Very important.
So we're about to go, we're about to go in on this conversation. We're going to talk about bullying, and I've got some things to really share that I did not share on the Zoom call or at the first part of the show. So you don't want to miss it. It really is going to be quite a convo this morning. And to me, we're opening up these old wounds that some of us have buried.
Yes. Right.
We buried these, right?
Right.
Sure we do.
Years and years, you know, childhood.
Every time, even in the military.
Like someone had mentioned, on the bullying presentation, said that, you know, those wounds and that trauma from childhood, that stays with you. We may try to bury it, but it's still there.
We're gonna really delve into that. Yeah, thank you, Nicole Marie. We're gonna delve into it, and I'm hoping that you guys call in and share your personal stories. If you have called in, just press 1. We'll get you on. I'm going to just throw on this because I want us to kind of begin to prepare for this huge discussion again coming up in just a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be very, very, very interesting And I'm excited to really get started with
so
it.
Nice.
I really am.
Yes.
Yeah. So good stuff. All right. So listen, I've got a little bit of a short break we'll take, and then we're going to kind of roll on in. One of my personal heroes, you guys know, I've often talked about this gentleman. His name is Shelley Garrett. Yes, Mr. Shelley Garrett. His wife is Doris Garrett. And Shelley wrote these incredible plays called Beauty Shop. And they turned those plays into movies and also The Barbershop. And so this is where they got the idea from, Mr. Shelley Garrett. We lost Shelley several years back. And I've kept in touch with Doris over the years. And when the play, they brought it back, I wrote an article that was put out there to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the play. And when it came to New York, they went on a tour. And when they came through New York, it was so exciting to have them on. So here's the interview. I did a piece with Doris, and I want to get that on. And then after that, stay with us at 8. We're going to dive in live. There's no other way to talk about it on bullying. Stay with us. Listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is from the world of theater. Her name is Doris Garrett. Good morning, Doris, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, the folks out there certainly know the amazing production that you are connected with. It's called Beauty Shop. And I have to start here. Your husband, the amazing playwright and just pure genius in my book and the book of the world out here to the public, Mr. Shelley Garrett, the late Shelley Garrett, I just have to say, just on behalf of everybody at the Hair Radio Morning Show, he was a friend and a special guest here on our program. And just an awesome gentleman. And I just wanted to express that to you, that sentiment, and speak to you a little bit about celebrating the life of this amazing gentleman and the amazing legacy that you are continuing here. So welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you, and thank you for the kind words concerning my husband.
Absolutely. Now, I have to say, Mrs. Doris Garrett, you have to tell us, can you talk a little bit about the amazing play, about Beauty Shop and some of the amazing memories that you guys have associated with it?
Well, Shelley is the writer, director, and he was producer before
yes.
I came on and took over that position. It's been touring the United States for over 33 years. He started in 33 years ago, but he was doing a tour for 30 years.
Right, right. So that is amazing. And I have to tell you, I've got to tell all of our listeners, in full disclosure, I had an opportunity, of course, to come out and see the wonderful touring of the 30th anniversary that you guys, when you toured through my neck of the woods here in Brooklyn, New York. So I just have to, I've got to go back because I wanted to find out. I know that you've long had a big interest in theater. This is not something that just kind of started. So what was it what sparks your interest about the theater? What is it that is so exciting to you?
Well, I do have a BA in theater. I graduated from Albany State University.
Yes.
And I've always been interested in acting. I actually wanted to have acting as a background because I was trying to get into modeling. But that bug stuck with me, so
okay.
I turned to theater more so than modeling. And it was just a blessing that after retiring at age 40, because I was working with an engineering company, and I decided to go back into my major, which was speech and theater, and then that's when I met Shelley. So it was like meant to be.
Yes.
And I have to say, it has long been one of my favorite memories meeting the two of you guys. I cannot say and stress it enough. So I'm not going to, because I will fan out, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to hold it together for you guys. So I do want to talk a little bit more about this celebration, if you will, of the anniversary of the play. And also, what's happening, of course, right now, everything is on pause at the moment. So you guys out there listening right now, whenever you do hear this, so just at this current time, we're not able to do, nobody's able to do pretty much anything right now. But what are some of the plans going forward, Doris? What are you looking to do in the way of Shelley's legacy?
Well, Shelley, again, always toured in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to take it out of the country. I think that would... Shelley didn't fly, so he was...
Oh, is that right? He didn't like to fly?
No, he stopped flying in 1980.
Oh, wow.
He said that the flight was smooth. There was no problems, but he just had a feeling. He made a promise to God that if he landed safely, he wouldn't have to ask him that ever again. So in 1980, he stopped flying. So even though we lived in Atlanta, whenever we had to go to California or wherever, we always drove. Now, we would always fly the cast, but Shelley and I drove.
Wow. But that also makes, that made for a lot of fun times on the road and good memories.
It did. It really did. I'm constantly telling my friends and family members that they're missing out on a lot when they're just flying from different locations because of the scenery and stopping and shopping and just enjoying different places.
That was a big part of the fun,
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
See, and I'll tell you, now some of the folks, in terms of talking about Beauty Shop, the play, and the huge amount of, all of the wonderful things, I remember in talking with Shelley back in 2016 here on our broadcast, he was sharing with us about some of the amazing folks who came through the doors. He ushered in a lot of little-known talent at that time, and they were joining his cast, being part of the cast and getting their first taste of exposure. So when you talk to some of these folks, what comes to mind?
Well, I know that he started, you asked me the question as far as what careers he started.
He started some of these amazing folks, like the gentleman who passed away from Tommy Ford from Martin, and quite a few others from Steve Harvey's show. I know he's helped to usher in their careers. So I was just wondering, in addition to a whole bunch of others, so when you hear, like, some of these folks you may still keep in touch with, does it give you a good feeling to know that he helped to launch these careers in a big way?
It does, because, first of all, Shelley always wanted to give back, and not only did he launch their careers, but he was also constantly looking for new talent to also launch their careers as well. The most recent person, I should say, was Miss Juicy from the Ricky Smalley Show.
Yes.
Well, actually, she was in Shelley's play before she actually was on Ricky Smalley's show, and then now she's with Little Women of Atlanta. So,
That's not in addition to a long line of others, and
I mean
a long line. Okay,
yes.
let me just say that out there. So he had an incredible eye for talent.
Yes.
And so I'm very excited, Ms. Doris Garrett, to have you on the show. And I'll tell you, I really remember this so well. You were so kind and gracious. You guys really were. I really can't say any more than that. So I just want to tell you that from all of us, we are celebrating, the amazing contribution of black hair to the landscape. And we certainly could not do it without paying tribute to the one and only Mr. Shelley Garrett.
So
and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We're still going to be, again, I promised Shelley to keep his legacy going. So my daughters and I are going to do just that. We are looking forward to 2021.
And I'm hoping you'll come out to our Hair Nation Expo and some of our wonderful things that we have to do just that.
Well, I look forward to it. That would be great.
And you have a home here. And, you know, we're going to do some things, and we're going to, you know, I certainly will let you know, because we have some wonderful ideas in mind to definitely to preserve that legacy, and we're going to do that here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Doris, is there any lasting thoughts you want to leave us with today, anything that you want to share?
Well, Shelley always, you know, when he was talking to people and trying to encourage them to, you know, to go on with their dreams, he always used to say, believe in yourself. And also, why not you? You know, there are a lot of celebrities and people doing their own business or have already made it and they're successful. So he always asked the question, why not you? So don't let anybody else tell you that you can't do it, because you can. You just have to believe in yourself.
Wow. On that note, I want to thank you, Doris Garrett of The Beauty Shop Plays. Thank you so much for being with us, the executive producer of The Beauty Shop Plays. You guys are going to have to stay in touch with us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we'll continue, of course, to put you in touch with the amazing Doris Garrett and her folks. Doris, thanks again for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate you.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, everybody. It's Thursday morning, October 13th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And I've got with me quite a panel lineup this morning. We usually do have quite a number of folks who join us. But first, let me just get to the line. My amazing team right here of the morning show. Of course, we got the queen, newly minted queen of the mornings, Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Very excited to have her. And Michael Hopkins, you guys know him. He is on every Tuesday morning with the incredible Vet Talk Radio Show at 8:30 Eastern Time. And he comes to us out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. And, of course, Dr. Paul Dyer, who is a recent addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. You guys have heard him on Thursdays and Fridays in the Spotlight Hour. And we are so excited to have him join us live today. So we're going to get into this. Now, let me just set this up for everybody. And again, welcome to all of you guys and all of our fans of the show and to UpscaleMagazineRadio.com as well. But here's the setup. It's all about bullying. Today, we played in the first hour a whole entire discussion that my big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, you guys know him, he's been with us several times in recent weeks, But yeah, and he'll be back today, hopefully in just a little bit, to share with us a little bit more. He's the one that really was the impetus of driving this idea and kind of bring it into our orbit at this time. And I was I was very happy that he wanted to shine the light on the subject. I really was. And so we took his audio from his amazing Zoom call that Michael and I participated in and just wanted to share that. It was a great discussion. I listened back to it this morning with all of you guys right here on our show. To part one. Tomorrow will be part two at 6 o'clock in the morning from 6 to 7. And then again, we'll have a live discussion at 8. So this is where we are. And I've got to start in. Let's lead on in. Nicole Marie, can you kind of start us off with a little bit on what you heard this morning between 6 and 7?
Well, thank you, Carrie. Let me first just say I enjoyed the discussion this morning. I think it's key and very pertinent to open up the discussion, so I'm glad it's being brought to the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. As an educator, I see bullying all of the time, but I know that bullying takes place not only at schools, but in the workplace, home, just, you know, sports, just all over. So it's key for us to have discussions, continue discussions, and just at all levels, just to have these discussions. It was very important this morning. Someone that was on the call talked about positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
And, of course, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're all about affirmations, positive self-talk, and so forth. So it's very important, speaking from an educator and being in the school setting, to open the conversation with the students. During the time when, you know, a lot of us were growing up, times have changed so much. So much has changed, and our kids now are dealing with so much more. They have so much more on them. The peer pressure, social media, everything is just intensified now. So as an educator, having those positive interactions with children, talking to them, seeing what's going on. Their home lives are much different nowadays. And so just being able to speak a positive word, to be a positive role model, to instill that self-confidence, whether it's their schoolwork, whether it's just something personal that you see in them, it's key. Their self-worth is key. And so it's very important for us as adults to have those conversations with them, not only the children at school, but our children at home, in our own homes, that may go through bullying. It's key.
Yeah.
So just opening up a conversation, that's the most important thing.
I love that, and I think you're correct on that. Michael Hopkins, I have to turn to Michael, who, again, is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. He was with me on this Zoom that we played earlier today, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael Hopkins out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, what do you say? First of all, you know, again, good morning. It's our third hour of the day, the spotlight hour. You participated on the Zoom call. Were you aware that there was so much going on with the bullying these days, and has it always been? And you have a military perspective, so did it exist in the military? I was wondering that. So what do you want to say, Michael?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Bullying, military, yes, kind of synonymous. That's the reason why you see a lot of these things coming out, like with the Navy SEALs and a lot of the high-speed, low-drag units with the training. That's why you see now a lot of it is coming out, because it's the nature of the business that we're in when we're in the military. Things are going to happen, and it's unfortunate. It really is. It's unfortunate, but things happen, and people get bullied. And it's a continuous thing. It doesn't matter what branch you're in, and it doesn't matter what era of the military that you were in. It's a continuous thing. And no matter what the higher-up people try to do, or they get Congress and Senate involved, and they do this legislature, or they do a stand down and this and that, it's still happening. It really is.
Wow.
And it's hard to stop it.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. I wanted to ask you, what was it like participating on that call? And what did you learn from that? And again, we played the audio from that on the first hour today. I was talking about the Zoom call that Dr. Leroy Hines orchestrated and had a lot of his colleagues and folks who've been affected by this. But what do you want to say about that call?
You know, Terry, I really got a lot of it, especially because I have 9 grandchildren, and half
wow.
of which are in some type of education, you know, be it elementary or high school or even beyond that. And just had been maybe a month or so ago, my next to oldest granddaughter was involved in an incident. And she's basically an adult. She's not in high school, but she was at work, and she got bullied and attacked by one of her coworkers. And
wow.
one thing led to another, boyfriend and spraying and this and that and all these. So now it's a court thing now.
Oh my!
So
it's elevated
really,
to the legal system.
Right.
Wow.
Right. It elevated to the legal system. But I really enjoyed the conversation that we had about bullying, because as a lot of us, I mean, and I brought it up, it's a whole new different world. Just like Nicole Marie said, it's a whole new different world. Bullying to me, when I was growing up, it was 2 guys, and I didn't like you, you didn't like me, or you picked on me for a minute. I got mad at you. I may have punched you, hit you, verbally said something to you, and then that was the end of that. But now we got the cyberbullying. We got the this thing, the computer age, calling people, you know, texting and all these things. So as adults and parents and grandparents, we have to be aware of these things. And
wow.
we can't just say, oh, suck it up and, you know, don't be such a baby and all this other stuff. No, it has deadly consequences. Some of these kids are actually, and we see it, some of these kids are taking their own lives. Why? Because mentally they can't take it anymore. Same thing happens in the military.
Happen? Wow. Well, we're going to be checking in with you, Michael, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the hour. I've got to turn to someone who I believe is going to be able to put this in the right perspective or context for us this morning. I'm talking about Dr. Paul Adair, who joins us on the Hair Radio Morning Show Thursdays and Friday mornings in the last hour from 8 to 9 Eastern. So, Dr. Dyer, you've been listening, and we love having your perspective on this show. It's a huge topic. It has so many different legs to it, we say in the industry. There's so many different aspects to this. And I just wanted to begin with your take on it, and one question that I have to you. Is bullying different in our community? We're talking about the melanin community, if you will. Is bullying perceived differently for us than it is for folks who are outside of our community? So that's my setup for you. Again, Dr. Paul Adair, please weigh in. Take it away.
Well, you know, the answer is most definitely it's so different. And I won't stress this enough. When we talk about adverse childhood experiences, and some of the people who are educators, like our queen here, you know, they take it's part of the ACEs, right? So what's an adverse childhood experience? Anything, all those bullying, what precipitates bullying in the schools, it starts in the home. What precipitates bullying in the school starts in the home. And how it starts in the home in the Black community is sit your Black ass down. Do what I tell you to do. That creates an avenue of you being told what to do, so that destroys your personal confidence development. When you are told to just do, and you're told to just listen and be controlled like an animal, that's how Black parents speak to their children. Historically, that's how Black parents speak to their children. And we talked about this once before about how come kids don't have entrepreneur spirits and things like that. It's because they don't know how to have hope or dreams. When so many parents say, I don't have time to listen to you, I don't have time to deal with you, I got so much other going on. We're not even talking about what you call, quote, the bad parent who's alcohol and addicted. When you affect a child's brain at such an early age by neglecting them, either hugging them or speaking to them with kind, not in kind, but with kind and compassion, you are formulating what you call part of that brain, which is the pleasure center, destruction. That's why so many bullying is extended to alcoholism, to drug, to sexual abuse. All this starts from the wound. If you have a difficulty in your pregnancy because the mate you with is screaming at you, you are affecting the chemistry of the brain. So you're allowing the bullying. We only see bullying in the elementary school or later in life, but it has been started because how can some kids get affected by bullying and some kids don't? Do you know why? It's because some kids are affected at an earlier age by bullying, so they're more susceptible to the chemical producing this hostility that goes into their bodies. All this isn't something new. And as far as what Brother Michael's talking about, we were built on bullying. We came to this country to take over the native lands of the First Nation. It was bullying. Everything in the world, what we call global domination, when we take over someone's tribe, when we take over someone's minerals, we do it for our own benefit. Bullying is the same thing. Bullying is someone doing it for their own personal thing. Now, as an adult, when you have someone who's abusing you as an adult, whether it be male or female, we don't know that we're being bullied. We just think that we're being punked, and we don't know how to stand up for ourselves, and we're not strong enough to handle it. So now we're taking in all those hurtful comments because we're trying to defend ourselves. We shouldn't have to defend ourselves against someone who says they love us. And that's why abusers
how about that?
And abuse.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah, I didn't know if you guys were going to jump in, but I have to say I'm just blown away. I love the breakdown, and it's insightful. It really is.
Yes, it
and
is.
Again,
right.
Bullying.
Yeah,
Michael, it affects us on so many levels. And and I'm hoping Dr. Lee will join us in just a moment because I want to ask Cam. Because Dr. Dyer broke it down, we kind of have an idea how it kind of starts. And you know what? You're really correct. But I also have to say what starts in the home, I think, can also be addressed in the home. I think it can be taught how to handle and deal with it. And that's something that we're going to get into a little bit later as we share more of our stories. But my belief is, being a person who was bullied early on in school, of course, when you talk, with a real high voice and, you just all kind of, being smart, other kids perceived it or said, you're smart and you're getting good grades. And
And God forbid if you, you know, in those days, we didn't have uniforms in my school or anything like that, and I didn't go to Catholic school, but just regular public school. So it was really quite interesting that you would be bullied for almost anything. You would be laughed at. I mean, it was really tough. But I'm so grateful to have that kind of mom that my brother and all my siblings and I that we had, because she was always there to say that you always have to be strong. You know, but I don't think I ever informed her. I was not bullied in the neighborhood. I think Michael talked about being bullied in the neighborhood. I grew up with five older brothers, and so I didn't have to worry about anything at home.
No, you didn't.
Trust me on that. The Hines brothers never had to worry. But at school was a different thing, and that's really the truth. I really mean that. Ask anybody who grew up with us, and they will tell you we were quite known in the neighborhood. You know, so we'll, and I'll have brotherly Dr. Leroy Hines weigh in on all of that. Dyer, I have to say, this is, you know, again, the what starts this, where does the whole thing with bullying, and it just sounds like we have broken, you know, our society, the folks in our community, we just are kind of a little broken on this, and, you know, and like they say, hurt people hurt other people. And so I'm starting to think that we just, this is what would be the outcome if you don't know how to perhaps parent, or you've been influenced or harmed yourself in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So is that right? Does it kind of sound like that, Dr. Dyer?
It is. You know, we can continue to say hurt people, but we don't know how to help people who are hurting people understand what they're hurting. They're using words, the same things. They're doing gestures that they may not understand. Now, some people say, how can someone not know they're hurting someone else if you see the effect? But they don't see the effect, because that's ego. You know, when I use ego, it's been an acronym, edging God out. When you edge God out, when you edge your higher self out of your personal self, and when you speak to others and do things, and you don't check in with your higher being and say, is this what I can be doing, need to be doing, would like to be doing, then you're probably doing something that's an adverse effect against another human being. That's the problem. We have never been taught how to be humans. We have not taught how to understand how to be the human connection. And the problem, and so that's the negative. The plus thing is that the brain is filled with plastic, right? There's a lot of plasticity. That's why you say you can reformulate the brain. Yes, when you talk about giving people affirmations and learning how to be kind, we can learn to develop a healthier brain. We can learn how to be a healthier person, but we have to be removed from that environment. Otherwise, the environment takes over and keeps the negativity. This is why abused spouses can't stay with abused spouses. It doesn't matter what class they go to. If they go back to the house in itself starts to be perceived as a negative environment. The driveway, before you even get in the house, can be perceived as a negative environment. You know, before you even get to your block. So all these things that, you know, teachers try to do in school, the neighborhood takes away in a flash. The neighborhood takes away before you can get back on the school bus. Everything gets taken away. That's why so many kids are committing suicide in their homes. They're not committing suicide in the schools. They're committing suicide where the adverse effect is happening, where the sickness is. And the sickness started not in the schools. I'm going to tell people and parents this. It started in your household. How did I speak to my young child, my young black boy, my young black girl? How did I speak to them? Well, I never said anything negative. I just wanted them to work harder. You can encourage people to work harder in kindness, unlike a workhorse. There's a difference. That's why
it sounds like you're saying that parents could possibly be bullying their own children.
Absolutely, it starts with parents.
It is so true.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's a big wow.
Yes. I totally agree with what Dr. Dyer is saying. I've seen it. We have parents that come in for conferences about bullying situations, and they just don't see it. They don't understand it. But then in the conversation, when you see the parent and the child interact, and not necessarily how the child is not necessarily saying anything, but it's the parent that's talking to the child, and it's like, oh, my gosh. I can only imagine what if the parent is talking like this now, I can only imagine what that parent is saying when they're behind closed doors at home, you know, when they get out of this school.
Wow.
It's very sad.
I wasn't aware of that. Wow. That's eye-opening this morning, to be quite frank. You know, I was thinking about in addition to what you guys are talking about, like Dr. Dyer said, on the environment. To me, the media, social media, the regular media, all these things, the messages that are channeled to all of us, but particularly kids and young people who may not be able to so much process things, you know, I think we have a few more tools as an adult to kind of handle these kind of bully situations. But again, I'm going to talk a little later about it. But like I said, there are times in the employment world, I had no idea, you know, I was even being bullied. You know, you think that this is the way things are done. And so I will speak to that in just a bit. But I've got to say, do you guys feel that the media is doing a whole lot more harm than good? And, you know, on this whole thing about bullying. So I'm going to ask the panel this morning. So we'll get your responses on that. Also, Dr. Dyer, I have another big follow-up for you on something that I never knew existed before as well. And this is about, where the kids gang up on one particular child or even could be an adult. I remember having a story on where someone, you know, a whole bunch of people ganged up on this one individual. And so through social media, they stalked and kind of really bullied, in my opinion, this person. So have you guys ever heard about this whole thing about ganging up on folks and all of this kind of stuff that emanates out of the bullying world you know, just where we are today with technology mixing in with all of this. So we're going to get your feedback on all of that, and then we're going to continue this discussion this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So let's take a little bit of a break and get on say thank you to our wonderful sponsors and all the folks who help us to bring you the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. And we'll be back with more on this very special topic today, so stay with us.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
All right, folks. Again, you're listening. There we go, if I can talk this morning. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We're coming up on 8:30 Eastern Time. It's again October 13th of 2022, and today's discussion is all about the subject of bullying. And again, it has so many different layers to it. Today, we're really sharing some personal anecdotes as well, which we'll hopefully get a little bit more into. And then on Friday's show, we're talking about our industry, the hair and beauty industry, and what we can do to kind of cut out bullying in America. And there's so many things. I have a whole bunch of ideas on this that we're going to share. So taking a little bit of a break, we'll be right back with the amazing panel, Nicole Marie, Dr. Paul Dyer, Michael Hopkins, and me, Kerry Hines. So stay with us.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right. We are back for our second part of our discussion this morning in the Spotlight Hour. I'm Kerry Hines, 1022. It's our show number 772. Wow, show number 772 of the three-hour shows. Lots and lots of guests, lots of topics and all of that. Today is no exception. We're talking about bullying And we have an amazing panel of folks, Nicole Marie, Dr. Paul Dyer, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I've got to just get everybody back where we were. Dr. Dyer, I think we were talking, we had set up about the environment. We're talking about possibly media, the influence of media, social media, you know, channeling things to the youth, to all of us, really. I think we've been affected. But what do you say? Do you think that some of these external forces have played a big part in bullying us, if you will?
I do, because we are, again, I'll go back, we have to think of historical context. And the reason why media or the external issues perpetuates it or extends it or promotes it is because we're built on it. We're built on, one of the things that I've done in my life and will continue to do is work in political arenas. And that is to be, you know, more of a strategist, to work with, I mean, I was with Ralph Nader when he ran for presidential campaign as one of his advisors. And so one of the things that we try in politics is called autocracy. And basically it's what you're talking about, why people jump on someone. And people have heard this term before called the mob rules. The mob rules is basically when a group functions as a one. And the reason why we perpetuate it is because we want to push the majority to destroy the minority. That's really how do we do that? We change the way they have perceived something in what you call an effect, right? So how we push things, how we say things. We want a collective majority to go against a minority. And we do this by simple means going, no one else would do that. We do that to ourselves. We're like, you know, why do you do this? I ask, you know, I bet you no one else would do that. So we actually perpetuate the mob rules. We perpetuate the beating of one individual by five individuals. Because you're like, I bet you if I ask my friends, they wouldn't agree. So that's the mob. We've been saying how the mob rules in our own fabricated, constructed mental lives. I bet you my friends wouldn't agree with you. We do that with arguments with spouses and people. We do that with teammates. We create our own mental fallacy of mob is supposed to rule. So why is it not different when five kids beat up on one person? Because we do it verbally all the time. No one else agrees with you. You're so different. You're so strange. So we've been creating that because the media pushes that.
Wow. Well, I have to say, and it's not just the media, I believe, but absolutely. It's reinforced. And again, lots of things channeled. I've got to turn back to Michael Hopkins on this. He started talking about it at the top of the whole entire segment on this. With regards to the military and its effect and the bullying that goes on there. And I knew when I asked you the question, Hopkins, I knew that you were going to be able to go in on this. It's something that I myself have seen play out on television, the news with regards to bullying and the military. So what do you want to add to that this morning? I'm sure you can probably add quite a bit.
Well, you know, Karen, and I know Dr. Dyer has seen this too, a lot of times it starts in basic training. That's where a lot of the bullying starts, in basic training. You may have someone that's a weaker soldier.
Yes. Foolish question, but I was just saying, isn't it supposed to start there? I don't know. Go ahead, Michael. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's not really, Karen, but... It starts there. I know, like, back in the older days in the military, it was very prevalent. I don't know about now. I'm not a new soldier. I'm an old soldier. And back in those days, if you had a soldier, and I'm sure in other branches it was the same way, if you had an individual that wasn't up to standard, what the standards were, the training, whatever it was we're supposed to do, and the whole organization is getting punished because of one person, we would have things called blanket parties. That's one of the thing, or sock party, or blanket party, where that person, that individual, would have kind of an unexplained accident in the middle of the night, where they would be kind of trapped in their blanket, and you wouldn't leave any marks on that person, but that person got the message, either shape up or ship out.
That was scary. After that, I mean, wow, really?
Yeah, that's reality. That is reality. And even when you leave basic training and you go to your duty station, similar things happen. And it doesn't matter if you enlisted or you're an officer. Sometimes the officers got it worse because we would accidentally kind of leave them in the middle of nowhere. And everybody kind of turned a blind eye. We didn't remember things. But it's a reality. You know, when you're in the military, this is what happens. Dr. Dyer, I know you know what I'm talking about. Am I close to it, sir?
No, you're spot on. And it goes back to what I was originally saying. It's the mob rules. We perpetuate the mob to rule. You know, the blanket party, the beating of a soldier because he was not making standard, right? Because it affects the group, right? Here's the thing. What are they trying to instill? Unity, right? Because if one soldier fails, a lot of people get hurt. That's the idea, right? But the idea is a bad idea. It is most definitely true. Can one soldier get a whole bunch of people killed? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Is there a better way of teaching it? I don't know. We are, you know, back with what Michael's talking about, when you have to prepare, see, the difference is when we were preparing people to go into Vietnam, after they were drafted, they went from the streets to 8 weeks into Vietnam with a whole bunch of people. There is no time to horse around. We got to get you up, ready, and pull the trigger. So
that's right.
With the mob ruling, we kept that. And how many adults kept that? How many parents kept that? How many kids grew up in a society where they kept that? And it said, well, if you don't shape up in this house, you're going to. So even I, we go back to the bullying. Even I is telling you, if you don't shape up, you're going to have something to deal with. That's form of bullying. That's not how you talk to a human being. You're not getting your child ready. But you say, but the streets are a battle zone. Okay, I correct you. So is there a different way to arm your child emotionally, mentally, and physically and spiritually? Yes. Do you have to take the time and effort? Absolutely. If you don't have the time and the effort to do it because you're living in an adverse situation, then seek help. Ask for help. Raise your hand. Call the Carrie Hines Show. Somebody can help you. So I'll stop there before
so
I jump
true.
My soapbox.
So true.
Well, let me just say. Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I was going to say, you know, Dr. Dyer, and you see it like I see it in a lot of veterans. You take us out of that environment, that go, go, go environment, high speed, low drag, and then all of a sudden you want us to become civilians. And a lot of us can't handle it. I equate it to a switch, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Some of us, we know how to turn that switch off. We know how to turn it on. Some of us don't know how to do that, and that's why we have the issues that we have. And bullying is one of those issues. I see it all the time when I go to my vet meetings. We can be talking about the most insignificant thing, and it can escalate. It goes from 0 to 100, and I know you've seen that. Bam, all of a sudden, they revert back to what we did in the military, and they only know one way to take care of a problem.
Yep.
And you have to calm these guys down like yesterday. If you don't, then you have all these end results.
Yes. Not to cut you off, Michael. What were you going to say? Go ahead and end your thought.
Yeah, I agree with you so much that there are other ways to do things. And especially, you know, us as veterans, especially when we get together as groups and we get to iron things out, we get to talk about stuff that we can't talk to a regular civilian about because they wouldn't understand a lot of times our feelings. But I am so glad we're having this dialogue today.
And Nicole Marie, I was just about to check in with you on this because Michael talked of the military. We talked of social media. What about back to the education field?
Right, that's what I was just about to come back to. Oh, yes. Michael touched on talking about the end result and just how, you know, so many people can be affected. Yet, you know, bullying, yes, we bully by, you know, speaking in a particular way and in action. And from an educational standpoint of view, you know, bullying is more than just, you know, you have words with somebody or you end up in a fight or something like that. Mental health-wise, you know, there are so many students that suffer from depression and anxiety. They have low academic achievement and it could result in them actually dropping out of school. But even worse than that, you have physical injury, you have the social and emotional distress. They may harm themselves or actually harm themselves as, you know, committing suicide, ending up in debt.
Nicole Marie, I was just going to ask you real quick. Have you encountered where some of the staff, like, say, the teachers, do they bully each other, and do you get bullying sometimes from your higher ups in that environment?
Yes and no. I think bullying coming from a standpoint, if there's something in particular that they want us to do, and the teachers don't necessarily feel like, okay, this is actually something that's going to be successful or work or something, and we're receiving pressure from up above. I mean, you know, in a sense,
yeah,
I do consider that bullying,
like bullying.
Because yes,
that's
because
that.
we're telling you
what bullying is. Yeah,
right. We're telling you what we think, but administration is saying no. Hey, you need to do this.
Got it.
But
wow.
Just going back, I had an example about talking about the end result from bullying. Just here in our community, last year we had a young man who suffered from some mental health issues. Very quiet, very reserved. I knew him personally. I knew his grandparents. My kids interacted with him in 4-H and just at school. And this young man was in junior high school. And he had been bullied in elementary school. It had been taken to administrators. You know, they dealt with it. It, you know, wasn't as bad. You know, his parents intervened and so forth. But when he got to junior high school, it got worse. You know, kids can be very, very cruel. And they picked on him. They teased him. The resource officer got involved. The administration got involved. Parents tried to work with him, but it was just so much for him mentally that this young man ended up committing suicide. One day, his grandfather went to the backyard, and this young man had hanged himself from a tree in their backyard.
That's
wow.
Really
wow.
I have
this
to
is serious. This is serious.
Yeah, it is very serious. Before, just to give some hope, today. We're going to, of course, continue this conversation into tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to start with the second part of the Zoom on bullying from Dr. Leroy Hines and so many others out there who participated, the 7th tomorrow on Friday, the 14th of October on the Hair Radio Morning. So then 8 o'clock in the Spotlight Hour, all of us are back for a continuation on this and certainly my perspective on the hair industry. So I want to I'm not sure what that noise is, but please watch the background noise. Dr. Dye, I want to turn to you on, we've kind of laid it out there, and of course tomorrow we're going to get into some of the things that we can do to solve this big issue in society. But what can you tell us today to kind of send us off? What are some things we can do to turn this tide? Are there things we can do, or should we just throw our hands in the air, Dr. Dye?
No, never throw your hands up in the air. I would never suggest for you to be afraid of the boogeyman or be afraid of shadows, but promote yourself in love and compassion, and that is to start feeling the word you use. I'll say it again, and I love to say this phrase, listen slowly. Feel the words you use. Be word specific. Mm-hmm. Words have definite meanings. They have definite vibrations. They have definite frequencies. They have definite connections. You know, I know there's conversations that people have out there. It's what you say. It's how you say it. No, the words have its own frequency. The words have its own meanings. The words have its own precise, the way it cuts. And it doesn't matter how you say it. That's why I don't get sarcasm, because I think sarcasm is a painful way of hurting someone. It doesn't matter if you believe it's funny. It's what they are perceiving it as. And then so it goes back to that bullying. Well, you're just not weak enough. And that happens in our community, in the melanin community. You know, you're just not strong enough to take the joke. Well, it's not funny. It doesn't matter if I'm not strong enough to take the joke. Is how I'm perceiving. So that is, that does create an adverse effect. So these are the situations we must understand. The words I'm using, is it harmful? And if you're not sure, ask yourself, would I perceive it to be harmful? Not in circumstances, not in situations. Is the words harmful? Some of you say, well, it would be in this context. If it would be in a context, it would be all the time. Because words don't change contexts, only humans do. So understand the words you're using and be kind, be compassionate, speak through love. People say they speak through love, but they don't know the words they're speaking, so it becomes harmful.
That is deep. Okay. Listen, and just a quick brief preview with everybody. Tomorrow is really big for me. Because I love how we laid it out today. I think it did an incredible job. Absolutely incredible job in talking of the topic. Well, now we're going to kind of come up with some ideas. And I always say this, that each of us can do something. And so for me, when I participated with this, with Michael on the weekend, with regards to the bullying Zoom that Dr. Hines did, it made me realize that, what I could do. And we wanted to be able to use our platforms to talk about this. I'm hoping Michael will continue this topic on his Vet Talk next week. The week after, because we're off next week. So let me just remind everybody, tomorrow is our last show for this week. And then it's our last live show from 6 to 9, and then we're off for an entire week. We return to the airways on Tuesday, October 25th. So, again, we want to remind you we're not on next week at all live from 6 to 9. You can listen to us over at upscalemagazineradio.com and hear some recent shows and all of that. It plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, again, at www.upscalemagazineradio.com. You'll even hear today's show there. So just tune in a little later this morning. You'll hear it play right there. This is going to continue into tomorrow's show. And I really want to talk about how my industry, the hair biz folks, can do something. And like I came up with the whole idea, since they love to cut so much and cut hair and all that kind of stuff, that we can cut out this whole thing out of society. That's what I'm hoping. And I think we have some ideas and some real surefire ways to do that and address it. So, Dr. Dyer, I'll be back with you. I hope you're going to be back tomorrow and help us to kind of, figure this all out. I think we had a chance to chat real early, briefly on this, and you have some folks that you know that the barbers have been doing things with free haircuts and all that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail. I'm aware of that, and I love that idea, along with some others. So this is going to be super exciting. What can I say? Nicole Marie, great job. Michael Hopkins, this is just the beginning. There's so much that we need to talk about. And I think it goes back to what you were saying about starting in the home and, you know, watching our words, you know, just being aware of things. It is a different world. I think all of you guys communicated all of that. I wrote down a whole bunch of your points today because we will continue this. And it's not just today and tomorrow. We're going to be visiting this topic for all of us out here and continue because, again, I think the Comrie said, it goes back to conversation and having good conversations on this and other things that, you know, don't hide it under the rug and hope that folks won't know. I think talk about it, share about it, and try to help others that you see who are struggling along the way. You'd be surprised. And as Dr. Dyer said, we're here to talk to you or to listen. And so that's why we do this Hair Radio Morning Show from 6 to 9, Tuesday through Friday live. And so much, we believe in these conversations. And I think there's a whole lot more of that to come. So listen, I'm going to just give everybody a quick last word on this topic. We'll start with Michael, then Nicole Marie, and on to Dr. Dyer to have the last word today. So, Michael, any quick thoughts on this? We have about 60 seconds.
Communication is the key. That's my last words. Communication is the key.
All right. And that means a lot for the military folks as well. Okay, Nicole Marie, take it away, especially for the ladies and girl power. That's all I could think about.
Yes, as pertaining to education in the schools, the adults need to respond quickly and consistently. It makes a big difference, makes a huge difference.
Good stuff. Dr. Dyer, please take us home.
I want people to, again, I'm very intentional about understanding the words you're using and understanding how it affects you, your personal self, and how it affects others. And ask for help. I'll say it again, ask for help. Get help. Reach out, please. This is why we do these shows. Reach out, ask for help. We have resources. They're out there. Do not believe that you're all alone in this. You're not all alone in this. We are a community of animals. We're here. Please reach out for help.
Thank you for that. Listen, generally we end our show with our outro, but today I had to dig deep to find something that could kind of, you know, make us reflect on the topic, but then also entertain us and inform us and all that wonderful good stuff. And I remember there is a gentleman that had an incredible video that really spoke to being bullied at the time. And he was one of the biggest superstars of all time. And I had a chance to see him in concert twice. We're talking about the moonwalker himself, Mr. Michael Jackson. And I don't know if you guys remember the video to this song. But it was all about our topic. Okay, you guys know where I'm going. It's bad. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 in the morning, folks, for our Friday edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, we're starting with the topic bullying. We hope that we've made your Thursday a little bit more interesting today. So thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm Carrie Hines. Nicole Marie, Dr. Paul Dyer, Michael Hopkins, thank you. And everybody else who's been on, thank you. Great show, everybody. Here's Beth, Michael Jackson.
Ho, 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 ho. Hey, you ride to show your face. Throw this, I'm feeling you. Oh, how I feel. Gonna catch your mind. Don't you dare jump on, jump on. Get on me, alright. I'm feeling you. On count three, just show your spell. Or let it be. I'm feeling you. Just watch your mouth. I know you're good.